You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Wednesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is July 10th, and we had a bunch of sports action yesterday, so let's jump right into it. We had a full slate of MLB games, but the Twins White Sox and the Royals Cardinals were both postponed due to rain. So we will begin in Milwaukee, where the Pirates crushed the Brewers 12-2. Four different Pirates had multiple hits, and Joey Bart added a grand slam as part of a six-run sixth inning on the way to their 10-run victory. Over in Houston, the Astros beat the Marlins 4-3 thanks to a go-ahead two-run home run from Alex Bregman in the seventh inning. The Marlins remain one of the worst teams in the league with just 32 wins on the season, while the Astros are trending upward after a slow start, and they are now just 3.5 games behind the Red Sox for the final wildcard spot in the American League. For the Mets, Jose Quintana had one of his best starts of the season, giving up just one hit and zero runs in seven innings pitched. But immediately after he left the game, the Nationals scored two runs in the eighth and another three in the ninth. But those five were not enough as the Mets went on to win this one 7-5 in New York. Lindor had another huge game with three hits, a home run, three RBIs, and two runs scored. And Ruiz also homered for the Nationals in the losing effort. We also had a few games with a ton of runs scored, the first being the Red Sox and the A's up in Boston. The A's jumped out to an early lead with two runs in the first, but Boston would quickly come back with three of their own in the bottom half of the inning. They then followed that up with another eight in the second as the team batted all the way around the lineup. Oakland tried to make it interesting at the end of the game. They had three runs in the sixth and another three in the ninth, but that was not enough as Boston went on to win this one 12-9. Both teams combined for 26 hits, and they are definitely trending in opposite directions as the A's sit near the bottom of the league, while the Red Sox are making a push for the postseason, currently holding the final AL wildcard spot. Next up, the Rays beat the Yankees 5-3 in Tampa thanks to a four-run first inning that included a three-run home run from Isaac Paredes. The Rays are now just a game below 500, but they are still 12 games behind in the AL East. The Yankees have been the MLB's worst team over the past month as they lose again, making that their 17th loss in their last 23 games. Now, luckily for them, they had such a hot start that they're still only three games behind the Orioles in the division, and they still own the top wildcard spot in the American League, but they look absolutely horrible right now, and I'm not sure when it's going to get better, if at all, anytime soon. But then over in Philly, the Phillies dominated the Dodgers 10-1 on a night where their 7-8-9 hitters went a combined 7-for-9 with 8 runs scored, just unreal production from the bottom of the lineup. And then Trey Turner also added a grand slam in the 4th inning to put this one out of reach early. The Dodgers have lost their last two but still hold the second best record in the National League, while the Phillies still hold the best record in all of baseball at 59-32. In another blowout, the Cubs beat the Orioles 9-2 in Camden Yards. Michael Busch led the way with four hits, a home run, and two runs scored. And then Ian Happ also homered and had three RBIs for Chicago as Jameson Taillon earned his sixth win of the season. Dean Kramer was handed his fifth loss of the year as Baltimore only mustered five hits in a rare low-scoring outing for their loaded lineup. Over in Detroit, the Guardians beat the Tigers 9-8 in extras. Three different players for Cleveland had at least three hits, including Josh Naylor, who added four RBIs, two runs, and two walks as well. Jose Ramirez reached base an incredible six times, improving his on-base percentage to .331 on the season, and it was also announced that he will be participating in the Home Run Derby during the All-Star break, so big congrats to Hosey there. Next, we will channel our best Bill Belichick and move on to Cincinnati as the Reds hosted the Rockies for the second straight night. They jumped out to an early 5-0 lead in the second and would go on to put up another seven runs to win this one 12-6. Four different players homered for the Reds, including Rhys Hines, who mashed a 458-foot bomb into the upper deck of Great American Ballpark, and it was just an absolute no-doubter. If you haven't seen a clip of it yet, definitely go look it up on ESPN or Twitter. It was just absolutely crushed. We then had the Angels hosting the Rangers again, and this one was tied at 4 heading into the 8th before Adolis Garcia went yard to give the Rangers the lead, and that would be the final at 5-4. It was the 5th straight win for the defending champion Rangers, and the 8th loss in the last 9 games for the Angels as the two teams head in complete opposite directions. Next, we had a wild back-and-forth game in San Francisco between the Giants and the Blue Jays. The Giants led this one 1-0 until the 7th inning when Ernie Clement hit a 3-run home run for Toronto. San Fran would then cut the lead back down to 3-2 after a home run in the 8th, but then they came back in the 9th and tied it up on a single before winning on a wild pitch that scored Tyler Fitzgerald. Just a crazy, crazy way for that one to end. Then we also had the Mariners beating the Padres 8-3 down in San Diego thanks to a huge 4-hit night from Julio Rodriguez. And to wrap up the MLB scoreboard, the Braves beat the Diamondbacks 6-2 in Arizona. Over in the WNBA, the Lynx beat the LA Sparks 82-67 as Bridget Carlton led the way with 16 points and did not miss from 3-point range, going 4-for-4 on the night. Derek Ahambi had 18 points and 8 rebounds in the losing effort, while nobody else from the Sparks scored even in double figures. Also over in London, Daniil Medvedev beat the world number one Jannik Sinner in 5 sets in the Wimbledon quarterfinals, and he will now face Carlos Alcaraz in the semis, who beat American Tommy Paul in 4 sets later on yesterday. Then Djokovic will play his quarterfinal match this morning with a chance to advance to the semis as well. We also had the first semifinal of the Copa America tournament, where Messi scored his 109th international goal to help lead Argentina in a 2-0 win over Canada to reach the final. They will now play the winner of today's match between Uruguay and Colombia, and that finals match will be played this upcoming Sunday. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Wednesday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.